Thank you. Say the word of God to me. And God would have me talking to you about this Easter fire. And it's not even meat, it's not chicken. Have you? Is there always chicken at Easter? For you that you need it here, all the meat. Now it's not Easter, we want to get all the chicken. We ate chicken last week, no event. Chicken on Friday week, no event. We even had chicken soup. No, for Easter, they're not doing fish. That's how you know. Amen. Do you have anyone watching the for the first time? Wow. Please let me appreciate that. That's how we are. Sorry. Is this not lovely? Hallelujah. You're welcome, man. Who invited you? Say what? Your hands. You give it around. You make it. Okay, I will. Did you come from here? Someone. Where would she come from? Yes. Give it a little. Oh, wow. Please let me appreciate that. Please like that. Okay. You're welcome. Please, after the service, just wait behind to see. Who did they sit after? Eh? Why are you laughing now? I'm asking them, why are you laughing? They said something. Ah. I hope it's not what we indicted. Blessing that. Please just see the man waving his hand. Who is the man waving his hand? Let somebody even wave the hand in faith. Can you see the man waving his hand? Just ensure you see him and he will speak with you after the service. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we blessed so far? The worship session was really powerful, right?
Yes, sir.
And I felt also that it spawned a lot of thanksgiving in our hearts, and it was also the best time to give thanksgiving. Huh? I know every one of us, we have a reason to thank God. Every one of us, we have a reason to thank God. That you are even alive is a big deal. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a big deal. Don't take you waking up, standing up from your bed, your mat, your chair, or whatever you have to sleep. You never stand up from that position and not say thank you, Jesus. It's a simple prayer, but it shows the texture of the heart. Thank you, Jesus. have on me. Even though he's going to say a very lengthy prayer that day, just saying thank you, Jesus, for another day is a beautiful prayer. Because you can't sustain yourself. Hallelujah. Or do we have anybody here that can? You know the mathematics on how the oxygen can be preserved for 24 hours so that it can be reused in the next 24 hours. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I read the story of a billionaire, not a billionaire in naira, actually a billionaire in dollars. I don't know, I didn't know the man until I read that story. I think he's a popular Yoruba man. You know, I always thought it was just only Fola Lola that is really a rich billionaire in dollars in Nigeria, that you can really say billionaire in dollars. Now, billionaire in dollars is far from billionaire in naira. I mean, like, as far as the hills. I'm serious, it's far. Now, it's even further than what Elon Musk has. Now, Elon Musk, you know Elon Musk. You know Elon Musk. What that one has, what he has, is very far from what the second richest man on earth has. Like, he's. That's how he is. That's how I describe him. He's very, very young. They think they're about some very, very interesting. So this man also, although he's in Nigeria, I think he's also an oil magnate, or maybe an oil tycoon. I don't know what the name is. Someone that also maybe made a lot of money from oil. I think the largest set of the rich people in Nigeria, I think they actually made their money from oil. Most of them are oil wells. You know what the oil wells? Let me get one. That's what we call oil bomb. And the man died at the early days of COVID. Guess what killed the man? Actually, it was COVID, but it was not just COVID. So when I read the story, it was the story that shook me. So they said the reason why the well, like the reason why he died, like they just try to describe his death and how he passed on. And one thing that struck out for me, you know, during that period, people could not travel, right? And you know, that was a period Nigeria could have changed the various. Like, it could have looked more like. You know, that was also when somebody very close to Buhari died. You know, we're all like. But not like we're happy or sad, but I think we're like happy, but at least somebody that is prominent, not the rich man, I mean someone that's close to Buhari is dead. Hopefully maybe Buhari, and it's related to Buhari. I think like maybe it wasn't or something. You know, maybe Buhari would just like gamble and just want to revamp our health sector. To get. I think I learned when he died in Lagos. I think there was only one hospital, or maybe one or two, that could only treat COVID then. And so for this rich man in dollars, billion dollars, he actually died. And the reason why he died was that there was no bed. Maybe like this. There was no bed. Now, I'm sure that one can buy golden bed. And it's not that the hospital bed is fantastic. If the guy will bring his own bed from his mansion, I'm going to decide the hospital and be treating. And because then people didn't understand COVID. The way they understand COVID, they don't like that as COVID. I'm serious, I probably think COVID is really over. They get apartments, they are settled down, you know, they say, they are in Nigeria for what they do. But this man died because
I didn't have access to mattress. Now, before I was complaining, clothing that have that experience when you go to the beach and they send you back to your seat and the family member that is not the bed. Yeah, and the masses have been used to that. That was the first time ever I heard that a wealthy man. Not, now, let me try and help you with the understanding of someone that is wealthy in dollars, someone that is wealthy in there. You know, that thing is very far. And the only way I can describe it is if you are a billionaire in Naira, if you have times 10 of that same money, you probably have not crossed one tenth of what a billionaire in dollars has. It's really far. No, the regret, I don't know what the amount of regret would be, because I'm not sure what it is. I think it was even more traditional than it was achieved or something. But I'm sure one of us can't even regret to be that. It's plenty of money. We can afford this space to be treated. And I think about that time also, they said they were treating, at least even if they wanted to treat you, I think they were treating COVID not less than 30 million. Thereabouts. So if I see that you had it and you got it, you have already let me know to your family if they wanted to treat. I mean, the only hospitals that were treating it there, all of us have prescribed drugs for it. Those my medicine and that. That's what the man does. Unless you are alive. That you wake up and you could breathe in and you could breathe out. Now, a lot of people also die during that period because of the dose of oxygen. Now, in the normal period when there's probably no scarcity of oxygen. Oxygen is something that is happening, it's cheaper than blood. But in that period when COVID was at its peak, oxygen was more expensive than blood transfusion. I mean, like if you want to take blood, getting an oxygen to sustain the airways, because if you don't have oxygen, your lungs can shut down. And so don't wake up every morning. Forget that there's a God you should say thank you. I'm serious. You know, you feel sick before you know that God is the one that has been keeping your body intact. This our body is one of the most complicated structures. I mean, this our body. Out of everything that the scientists have discovered, this our body is the most complicated. And your life is being sustained by God. It's a miracle. If your voice has never had any reason to thank God before, that you are alive is a miracle. Like you're always thinking, whether this song, I think that's what you think you don't have any reason to. You know, some people say they have 10,000 reasons. I mean, you are like, I didn't have one. Let me tell you something. You have plenty, but there's one that you will never be ungrateful for, or you should never be ungrateful for. It's your health. It's that you can wake up and you are alive. You don't know. See, you think it's everybody that has access. I have a future. That you have a feeling of hope. Everybody that has hope has it today. So people have not just given up on Nigeria, they've given up on themselves. And the beauty of our lives is that God's pouring to you every day. And you're telling yourself, tomorrow is going to be better than today. Tomorrow is going to be better than today. You're telling that your friend, I know I'm already starting this morning. I know I'm already starting. Let's do this. I know I'm already starting this morning today. I know I'm already, maybe I need 10 today. I know I'm already starting without doing much today. But tomorrow will be better. Now, that ability to have hope is a God-given ability. See, you know when that rich man in the Bible, who remember that story? That rich man that said that my pants is now full. Let me go and rest. Now, many a times when you see a beauty in yourself and not in God, you are not being ungrateful. But at times, also ask questions. But the interesting thing is, when you look within and you see that all that you are, all that you have, all that you are doing, and all that you will be, because God has sustained you. The most healthy way to live. If you have a friend that's ungrateful, I permit you to stay with me. A friend that's ungrateful. Because anyone that's ungrateful has tendency to be attitude or being ungrateful as more than a person as they are. They're not very close. You can't suddenly become ungrateful. Multiple opportunities to be grateful that you didn't acknowledge and will turn you to an ungrateful person. Do you understand? And what Jesus did on the cross for us deserves everything that we have. You can just say, thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for having me in mind. You might think what he did on the cross is not beyond the cross. I mean, like, keep that name simple. No, we think that name simple. That's not what happened on the cross. Because of us, because of everyone of us, those that were born, that were alive, and that were yet to be born, bore our sins upon him. And because of that, he needed to die on the cross. Right? You know, if you could ever watch Passion of Christ again, watch it with that understanding. You don't cry because the game is too much. I'm not thinking that you might be like this. No. Cry with understanding. That's what you don't cry. For which, I'm not sure if you don't cry, but if you are crying, cry with the understanding that what you've seen was the cost of our sins that took up the cross. Right? And so every day when we remember what he did on the cross, look, the salvation you have begins to activate it. Right? I mean, if you were even given the privilege to discuss when God was trying to, or was discussing around how I'm going to get this guy saved. I mean, they are asked you, what would be the means of salvation? The best of us wouldn't have come up with that idea. That God just sent your son, sent Jesus, sent the word, come Jesus, come to the earth through the virgin birth. And let him bear the sins of mankind, and let him go to the cross, and let the sin be nailed on the cross, and let him say it is finished, and let the humanity be reconciled back to God. Now, nobody would have understood that. Because during the Old Testament, there were attempts, they would kill bulls, right? Remember when Solomon did it?
Yes.
Right? like 1,000.
You don't see,
I don't think anybody has ever done 1,000 when you slaughter thousands of animals. Kibu today, Kiran. But they were not able to. The plan was not able to use that somewhere. That says it was the land that was slain from the foundations of the world. The plan has always been Jesus. It's only Jesus that had the power to come and take the yoke of sin away. And so, like I said, whenever you think of everyone, now you have to be respectful. One, think of that. Thank God that I have saved. You know, I said, when you remember being with the life of Christ, always there is a life that is somewhere else. I remember when I gave my life to Christ, I was in engineering class in diploma. And I mean, if I had not gone into that route, maybe I would have seen the point. You are still going to church. Because I was going to church before. Remember, there was the day they came to. They came from my Jack was from the field center. They saw the room.
They did not took me and my friend to the church.
The business church. They did not put us on. So they would not throw me. That plane did not say we will not go next school. You think that's eyes of shame, man? Sin does not know shame. No, I don't know shame. I don't get any shame. Even at the eye of disgrace, sin is sin. Remorse cannot rest on sin. Remorse cannot bring repentance. There was a day when the choir master that was paying for us. Because he didn't see those that were paying themselves. Each was paying. And the person that was paying his own. So the person was feeling gay within ourselves. And the name center. And people were in church. And so, we could have been at the wrong place. We could have just told ourselves that we're not going outside. Or maybe in my own case, I could have maybe skipped that period in class when the lecturer didn't come. And one classmate like myself stood up and preached. He preached so powerfully that I knew was preaching to me. He mentioned my name. But you think that this guy, at least I know one place in the Bible, at least I know one place that God reveals his secret to the prophet. I said, this boy has seen my secret. Because I knew whenever I go back to Marina, I knew the nature that people didn't know. That this boy has seen my secret. God won't shame me. God won't shame me. Won't shame me. But they mentioned my name, then the movie come out. Because the way he was preaching, I was sure if they don't call it Michael, this way. Send it off your mic, not your mic. We mentioned me. My name wasn't going to mention. Later, I knew later. Because when I asked him, you have to have said, this is so many people. Did you know this man? See, he was mocking. Then I'm here, come on, you bad boy! That was, but after the end of my track record, I covered more. That's for education after that day. And so, you couldn't have saved yourself. You think it's normal to hear? No, it's not. I can't explain it, but I'm just saying it's not. The power that is keeping you, the power that is at work in your life, is not wrong. Amen.
Amen.
So what Jesus did on the cross, if you would ask yourself, I mean, what is the impulse? What is the What is the importance of what Jesus did on the cross? The first thing is that he did all that so that you won't live to yourself again. You won't live a life that the world would call life at the expense of hell. You can't imagine someone who was born really strong. And all the guy was smoking weed, drink. He regularly sees prostitutes. He even thinks humanizing is normal. The way you think lust is simple, his natural state of mind is being lost. Now, for such a person, what's the hope of a good life? If you know that Jesus can come into that life and make everything brand new. Like, what's the hope of someone who never had hope? Some of us even had friends that were never sent. You had a good person to report. But you might think that even the one that never had anybody to look up to, because some of us are like that, the importance of what Jesus did on the cross is to save both the one that thinks he has hope and the one that was hopeless. You know, at times you might think you've gone on a journey that is irreversible. You know, I remember I watched a story of, and I think somebody who became transgender or so, and at a later point, they had even bought her agenda. And at a later point, she found God, found Jesus. And I think the biggest testimony for her was that, you know, that looked like she had gone on a very interesting journey. I mean, to the point where probably could be taking hormones that have worked hard for you. Your person, like the person that was never muscular before, now, you know, things. But there are hormones you can take you. And you might probably think that, I mean, if such a person is you, and that's why preaching is powerful. Are you thinking? Are you doing this? Preaching is what? Powerful. You don't ever think there's nobody that does not deserve to be preached to. Maybe when you just hear the gist, don't go. We're not showing Jesus this one to on the cross. Yeah. We wish we didn't get to this point. And so this lady recounted how, maybe somebody preached to her, regardless of the whole circumstance, because the circumstance in itself make it look like it's unredeemable, right? I mean, you were Jane, that turned to John. Like, you have altered everything that God created. Now, that position, it has a tendency to let you know that God and God accept you in him. You know that you commit an open door, like, I'm dead. Like, you probably think you've done something that is unforgivable. Like, humanity must need it. Will stone you. But the importance of what Jesus did on the cross is to attend to the most irredeemable or unredeemable situations. And so, for the one that thinks, oh, I think I see a good church, I've never gone before. And the one that has never had the privilege of going to church, maybe all his life and carrying a sword. And the one that, with the will of the heart, knowingly life that is against God.
I mean, everybody,
regardless of the category, what was done on the cross, number one, was to pay for every life that has been lived against God. But that is this up there. Because you might think all that Jesus did on the cross was to go and take our sins upon him. Then, let us go and beg. Baba God, forgive them. And Baba God says, I'm forgiving them. And then you go back to being who you are. So aside from getting us back to God, reconciled back to God, the importance of what was also done on the cross was that he gave us new life. Now, that new life is what now has the capacity to live the life of God. Now, that's what happened to that woman. Because she would only think, maybe the only thing that is possible is that God would just say, huh? Just for it to shout. And then you now give the rejected life as if it's actual mission. God forgave her and gave her a brand new life. Now that's the mystery of salvation. We don't, we can explain this. Every one of us, we give all of us life. Eh? That's what we give. I mean, I'm sorry. If we have the turn that right, and we say star right, and give all of us life, we buy the friends' sleeves. Give me, I'll take the dress. But I'll not borrow it. I'll borrow half again. So please, if they borrow me, half. Because what Jesus did on the cross, as much as the sins of the past and the sin nature were forgiven, the joy afterwards was that I now have the possibility of a life that is not perpetually pleasing to God. It's like not even a jackpot of God. Take. And live a life that God desires. Amen.
Amen.
So you can see that nobody is here again. Right?
Yes, sir.
You can't even give up on people. You can't give up on what? If you need to give people space, there is no space. But you don't give up. You say, how we are not here? Because your case is. No, you can't say a case is what? They never change though. I remember then when I was much younger. Anyone you are looking for, don't look too far. Why look too far? The question is, who else has done this? If not, and I remember my trouble after giving my life to Christ. How will I redeem my trust in the eye of the Lord? I'm not born again, right? How will they know now that they are many around the table cannot be saved? Because after a while, they ensure that everybody is doing due diligence. It was a serious question for me. Because I felt, okay, God has forgiven me. For me, I wish it never happened. Now, the power of salvation is that you will not have regrets. And you will see the possibility of a new life. Let us go to an idea. Boom! think there will be fruits in my life that will make my mom and my dad know that something has changed about this guy. And so I started looking out, and I started living out all that was working inside of me. So for example, if I just know that I just have a weakness that I should not do something, I'll just say, how about that? You know, there will be something to say, the spirit of man is not going to tell them, oh, you're not going to tell them, okay. If it is the spirit that me, then you need to see that now, you know, they will be thinking, But after a while, the fruit was too loud. See, the fruit of the life that Jesus has given to you, you are not even complete. You are the one of the estimating. You know, like I said, what Jesus did on the cross has the power to forgive everything that we have, all the rubbish, and the sin nature itself. When things stopped there, He now gave us the power to now live a life that is even pleasing to God. Not to men alone. See, if men see a life that is pleasing to God, they will fall in love with that life. So I remember there was another day I had an opportunity to pray. I just said, God, let me, spirit of prophecy.
What Jesus did for us on the cross, I said it's twofold. One, to take away the old nature, the sin nature, for it to reconcile you back to God. And two, is to give you the power and the life to live a life that is pleasing to God. So nothing is impossible with what Jesus did for the cross. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I've also talked about being grateful. Grateful for life. Grateful for salvation.